Hello, and welcome to Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
I'm your host, Jim Leitrus, and this installment is part three, the conclusion of our discussion on leadership success, behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities that produce positive results, or as it's also known, the BCR approach to leadership. Having covered behaviors and competencies in parts two and three respectively, we'll now explore the responsibilities that leaders should take on to promote success. Joining us once again is our expert James L. Hayner, a managing partner at the consulting firm Ultimate Business Resources, specializing in building better businesses. Mr. Hayner works with Fortune 500 companies around the globe, helping them develop their future leaders, and he's also a Learning Tree instructor and course author. Well, welcome again, James, and thank you for continuing our discussion here on Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
You are welcome, Jim, and I'm glad to be back with you today.
Okay. Well, I know we've covered this in parts one and two, but in case we have a listener who's hearing about this for the first time, remind us again what it is about the behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities, or BCR approach to leadership, that helps leaders achieve greater success.
Well, we want to talk about leadership success is based on balancing certain behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities, and that will help a team be all that they can be, not just what they are today. And when we talk about the B's, we mean supportive behaviors, the C's are participative competencies, and the R's are inspirational responsibilities.
Okay. Well, thanks for the review. And as I mentioned earlier, this last installment focuses on the R part, or rather the responsibilities aspect of the approach. So, James, what are the inspirational responsibilities you recommend leaders accept in order to increase their effectiveness?
Well, when we talk about responsibilities, Jim, we mean what leaders consider are their duties, their obligations, their real work, and the three inspirational responsibilities that we discovered were, number one, providing coaching, number two, aligning vision and goals, and three, managing change.
Okay. Well, can you give us some examples of specific actions a leader can take to provide coaching, align vision and goals, and manage change?
Sure. Along the coaching idea, what we are talking about is we're not asking a leader to be a handholder of anybody. What we're really talking about is giving plenty of feedback and making sure that delegation is done effectively rather than just dumping or line-of-sight delegation that we sometimes hear about. We're talking about coaching being sending these messages. Number one, I believe in your abilities. Number two, I'm willing to invest my time in you. And number three, in exchange for this trust and investment, I expect you to do your best.
Okay. In establishing a vision, what kind of questions should a leader ask to try to do that?
Well, there are a few questions, and I'm reminded of the Alice in Wonderland story that says, if we come to a fork in the road and you don't know which way you're going, then any road will take you there. And that's not what we want to have when we're establishing a vision as a leader. Three questions come to mind. Number one, you need to determine what your goals are, and that is by asking the question, where are we going? Two, you need to develop a strategy to reach those goals, and the question can be, how will we get there? And point three is you need to develop and conduct some kind of an evaluation process, determine if we got there, and that question is, how will we know when we get there?
Okay. Well, it seems that these leadership responsibilities really tend to focus on the people side of leadership. What else can you tell us about that?
Well, on the people side, what we're really talking about is that's where the work actually gets done. Mm-hmm. And the BCR approach is to give you the building blocks, the tools and techniques, if you will allow people to be successful by understanding things like their emotions, their motivations, their needs, their aspirations, and anything else that needs to be done to help them measure their success and measure their results.
Okay. Well, James, over the course of these three podcasts, we've learned about the building blocks of the BCR approach, the supportive behaviors, participative competencies, and the inspirational responsibilities. Well, since this is our concluding installment, I wonder if you'd just mind summarizing the BCR approach for us.
Yes, Jim. What we've talked about is understanding that there are these critical few behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities that will allow a team to do its best. And what we're suggesting is using the BCR approach will give leaders the necessary skills and abilities to optimize productivity of the team, boost performance of the team, and deliver high-quality results, and that's, as leaders, what we're all judged on. And what we're really saying is, ultimately, the best leader will build a team in which each member's strengths are made productive, while each member's limitations are made irrelevant by the strengths of the other team members.
Okay. Well, James, thank you again for your time and for sharing with us this very insightful series on what the BCR approach to leadership is all about here on Learning Trees Meet the Expert podcast series.
You are welcome, Jim. It's been a pleasure sharing this approach with you during these three conversations.
Terrific. If you'd like to know more about this subject, of course, you can access a free copy of the Learning Tree White Paper, Leadership Success, Behaviors, Competencies, and Responsibilities that Produce Positive Results, Part 3, Responsibilities, authored by our guest, James L. Hayner, by visiting learningtree.com/whitepapers. Thank you to our producer and engineer, Boris Slivka, and I'm Jim Leitris at Learning Tree, saying goodbye until our next Meet the Expert podcast.